Space politics, a 10-sided Saturn mystery, and GPS under solar attack. The White House is reportedly pressuring American commercial space companies to boycott President Macron's Paris Space Summit, framing the event as an attempt to establish governance frameworks that would constrain U.S. commercial activity. The approach fits the administration's broader posture on multilateral space governance. American commercial space operates under American rules, and international forums that might constrain it are to be avoided or countered rather than engaged. The complication is that space has become genuinely international in its economic and security implications. Dozens of countries have legitimate interests in orbital debris standards, radio frequency allocation, and the terms under which commercial operators access their markets. Excluding them from setting those terms removes the peaceful negotiating venue without eliminating the underlying interests. The White House's leverage over private companies is also limited. SpaceX, Amazon's Kuiper project, and Rocket Lab are private entities. If attending the Paris summit is commercially advantageous, the administration's pressure is informal at best. Macron has consistently used tech and space governance as a vehicle to establish a standard-setting counterweight to U.S. commercial dominance. The same geopolitical strategy expressed through the AI Act and attempts to tax American tech platforms. Hubble has spotted a 10-sided wave pattern rotating over Saturn's south pole, a decagonal atmospheric structure analogous to, but geometrically distinct from, the well-documented hexagonal storm at the North Pole that Cassini mapped extensively. Mathematical models predict stable polygonal standing waves under certain atmospheric conditions, and Cassini's data helped refine those models for the northern hexagon. A 10-sided structure at the South Pole suggests the southern hemisphere's atmospheric conditions are meaningfully different, possibly because of seasonal variations in solar exposure at Saturn's axial tilt. Saturn's year spans approximately 29 Earth years, meaning its poles can be in very different seasonal states simultaneously, and the geometry of these patterns may evolve on Saturnian timescales, potentially observable in slow motion by Hubble and the Webb telescope over the coming decade. New study found that last November's geomagnetic storm, the event that produced Aurora Borealis visible as far south as Texas, shifted U.S. GPS readings by up to 33 feet in some locations. Consumer GPS typically specifies accuracy of 10 to 15 feet under ideal conditions, meaning the storm doubled or tripled positional uncertainty during an already stressed period. For most consumer applications, the error is inconvenient. For precision agriculture relying on sub-inch GPS guidance, autonomous vehicle systems operating near sensor fusion limits, or military applications where positional accuracy is operationally critical, a 33-foot systematic error represents a serious degradation. The solar cycle peaked in late 2025, and activity is expected to remain elevated through at least 2027, making the November event a preview rather than an outlier. Space weather forecasting and GPS resilience planning will need to become operational priorities.